Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday, the 28th day of September. You can't believe where September's gone. Let's start with sports headlines across Australia for our Monday sports roundup. Courier Mail in Brisbane in Kevvie, they trust as Broncos will meet later today to anoint Kevin Walters as the club's new head coach. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, New South Wales Blues named Bolter in Origin squad. The Herald Sun in Melbourne and the Advertiser in Adelaide. Both the same, too cold for tennis as stars fume over sitting like ducks at the French Open, declaring that players could get injured due to the cold conditions while the balls being used have been labelled not fit to give to a dog to chew. Big words there. The Northern Territory news in Darwin. SysTas. Darwin seal the Northern Territory NRL women's title with a 36-16 win over Palmerston Raiders. The Mercury in Hobart round 12 State League stat stars as clubs prepare for the State League AFL finals. Canberra Times and the ACT. Raiders set for finals crowd boost. And the West Australian in Perth, Busselton, hold off Bunbury in an enthralling South West Football League finals clash. They're the major sports headlines around Australia on this 28th day of September. But let's start with our weekly wrap. And in cricket, big day for cricket, the opening of the Caboolture, the Development Centre, the Cricket Development Centre down there at Caboolture this afternoon. And we'll be bringing you all the highlights from that official opening around about 2 o'clock later today. And in cricket, of course, sympathies to the family and close friends and relatives of cricketing legend and Dean Jones. And, of course, to Brett Lee, who brought him back to life twice in an heroic attempt to save the Australian cricket icon. Jones will be remembered as a revolutionary batsman in one-day cricket, an innovative thinker, and one of the game's good guys, Vale Dean Jones. In local cricket, well, the Sunshine Coast Association Division 1 continued on the weekend with two T20 games, Caboolture winning both games. Starting with their round 5 win over Coolum, Caboolture 8 for 110 declared, with Jaden Coffin scoring 68 off 51, and Coolum in reply 9 for 93. Mitchell Lee, best of the bowlers, with 3 for 9 off his 4 overs. And in the round 6 game against Nambour, Caboolture 2 for 166 off their 20 overs. Glenn Battiachotto 95 not out from just 61 balls. Nambour 9 for 104. Jack Conu 4 for 12. The final T20 round next weekend, they'll take on Caloundra. And then the 50-over rounds, they'll also commence, Caboolture sitting fourth on the T20 ladder. In women's T20 cricket, well, the Australian women's team surged to a seventh straight T20 international win over New Zealand, and with it a series triumph at Allan Border Field in Brisbane over the weekend. The first game on Saturday, a clutch innings of 61 from 41 balls by Ashley Gardner and 4 wickets to Megan Shoot saw Australia defeat New Zealand by 17 runs. Well, in Game 2 yesterday, the match was almost exclusively one-way traffic with Australia's superior firepower evident as they cruised to an 8-wicket win with 20 balls to spare. Georgia Wareham and Delisa Kamitz claimed 3 wickets apiece before a 40-not out by Rachel Haynes, and a shorthand from Meg Langing and Beth Mooney guided the Australians to a target of 129. Game 3 is on Wednesday. That's ahead of the 3-1 day starting next Saturday. Sheffield Shield, well, it commences on the 10th of October in the Adelaide bubble. Queensland will take on Tasmania and South Australia will take on Western Australia. And the first historic ever test between Australia and Afghanistan scheduled to be played in Perth this summer has been called off. 3 one-day internationals against New Zealand set for this summer have also been postponed until the 2021-22 season. So the Australian men's team, they'll still host India for 4 tests, 3 one-day internationals and 3 T20 internationals through December and January, with details expected to be confirmed shortly. Short break, listeners, and we'll come back and we'll talk all things rugby union here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sport. And in local rugby union, listeners, well, it wasn't good news for the Caboolture Rugby Union Club on the weekend in round 9 of their match there in the A grade. They lost to ladder leaders Noosa 48-0. Ouch. While USC and Caloundra were the other winners in A grade. 2 games to go. They'll take on Maroochydore and Caloundra. The reserves also had a big loss to Noosa, but in a big upset, third place Noosa defeated top place Caboolture 33-5 in the women. Talisia Fagalow was the try scorer for the Stakes, 8 points clear of Caloundra still at the top of the ladder. Bit of a surprise there. Premier Rugby Round 9 in the men's will a win to Bond in a high scoring 59-43 over Sunnybank, 15 tries. Digby Ione, a double for Sunnybank, and Joey Fittock, a triple for Bond. East 22-15 over West, Jeeps over South, and Brothers defeated Norths. And in the women, well, Brothers defeated Norths 24-20, Sunnybank 19-12 over Bond, East defeated West 35-26, with Destiny Brill a double for the victors, and Jeeps were too good for South, scoring 10 tries to zip. Netball. Well, big news this morning, listeners. The Netball Australia, they've announced a 19-strong Origin Australian Diamond squad for 2021, and they'll play two Constellation Cup titles in 2021. The squad features five new names in Verity Charles, Sophie Garvin, Kim Jenner, Cara Cohen and Maddie Proud, and one returning squad member in Jess Antis. So congratulations to all of those who have made the Diamonds squad, and a particular mention to those from Queensland with Gretel Buter, Kimberly Jenner, Gabby Simpson from the Firebirds, and Steph Wood and Cara Conan from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. And talking about the Lightning, round 14, the last round of the netball, Super Netball series was competition, was played over the weekend. The Queensland Firebirds closed out their season with a 65-63 win over the Collingwood Magpies. Shooter Romelda Aitken's 47 points from 52 attempts took her past 7,000 career goals in the National Leagues. The West Coast Fever's hot streak came to an end. Adelaide Thunderbirds, they scored a 64-63 boil over. The Giants, they came back from 10 down with 5 minutes to go in the final term to even the score at 77-all in a thrilling New South Wales derby against the Swifts. The high-flying Melbourne Vixens, well, they rounded out their preparations for the finals with a 58-54 victory over the Sunshine Coast Lightning yesterday. And a little bit of a bad shooting there. Now, the semi-finals in the Super Netball, they kick off next weekend on Saturday the 3rd at 1 p.m. AEST time, with the major semi-final between the top of the ladder Melbourne Vixens and the two-time champion Sunshine Coast Lightning. The minor semi-final will be played on Sunday, that's 12 p.m. AEST time. The high-scoring West Coast Fever, they take on the reigning champion New South Wales Swifts, and both games will be played at the USC Stadium on the Sunshine Coast. So plenty happening there in netball. Can't wait for those semi-finals next weekend. Saturday, the Vixens will take on the Lightning. Sunday, the minor semi-final, West Coast Fever will take on the New South Wales Swifts. Should be some absolute fantastic netball there. Well, listeners, after the break, we'll come back and we'll have a quick chat about the NBA with the conference finals. We'll look at all things motorsport and all other sports here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, welcome back to our next segment here on Monday Sports Roundup and the NBA, the conference finals. Well, the Eastern Conference, Miami lead Boston 3-2. Western Conference, the LA Lakers defeated Denver 4-1, courtesy of LeBron James, and he's going to a 10th NBA Finals. He finished with 38 points, 16 rebounds and 10 assists to become the fourth player to reach 10 NBA Finals. Not a bad effort. In motorsports, well, the F1 in Russia, Valtteri Bottas took advantage of two time penalties to Lewis Hamilton to win the Russian Grand Prix ahead of Max Verstappen. Hamilton, who was searching for his 91st race win to equal the record set by Michael Schumacher, fought his way back through the field but ultimately needed to settle for third as the checkered flag was raised. Aussie Daniel Ricciardo overcame a penalty of his own to finish in fifth to continue his solid run of points. Round 11 is in Germany, commencing 9th of October. Hamilton leads the Drivers' Championship on 205 points, Bottas second on 161 and Verstappen third on 128. And supercars. Well, Scotty McLaughlin, he's put the 2020 Supercars Championship title beyond doubt with a second place finish behind Cameron Waters in the Super Sprint finale at the Bend on the weekend. The Shell V-Power racing driver started from pole and with a 299-point lead only needed to finish ahead of rival Jamie Winkup to secure the crown with a round remaining. So the Supercar Championship, that will conclude with the Bathurst 1000 on the 15th to the 18th of October. And in MotoGP, well, Fabio Quartararo returned to the top step with a classy ride at the MotoGP in Barcelona. Aussie Jack Miller finished fifth. Next round is at Le Mans in France on the 11th of October. And talking about France, well, the French Tennis Open's on, and Chiefs admitted, the organisers, that their decision to radically slash the numbers of fans allowed at the tournament to just 1,000 a day will mean millions of euros up in smoke after the French government insisted that a maximum of 1,000 fans a day only be allowed into the Roland Garros grounds. Initially, they'd hoped for 20,000, not to be. Now, good luck to all the Aussies. In the men, Mark Pohlmans, John Millman, Alex Popperin, Jordan Thompson, James Duckworth and Alex Vukic. But unfortunately, our Alex de Minaur lost his first round match earlier this morning, our time. And in the women, Ajala Tomljavac and Madison Inglis, both round one losers. But good news for Daria Gavrilova and Ashtra Sharma, they're into the second round. And interesting news after Victoria Azarenko, and we mentioned this in our sporting highlights at the beginning, she walked off court three times into her French Open first round match, complaining of the chilly conditions. "This is getting a little ridiculous. It's 8 degrees. I'm not waiting," said Azarenka, refusing to hang around like sitting ducks as the supervisor came out to inspect conditions. "It's too cold," she said. "I live in Florida. I'm used to hot weather." Believe it or not, Azarenka went on to win 6-1, 6-2. After the break, listeners, we'll come back and we'll talk all things round ball football here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sport. And the round ball game, listeners, the Caboolture FC in the Premier League Round 10. Caboolture lost 5-0 to the Grange Thistle yesterday. Reserves lost 2-1 also, with Jake Davies the goal scorer there. They now play Acacia Ridge in Round 11 next Saturday at home. Now, the Women's League One team had a 3-2 win over Ipswich, with Amy Walton a double, and the reserves had a bye, and they still remain third on the ladder. In the English Premier League, well, game week three, Jared Bowen scored twice as West Ham. Good on there, Paul. Picked up their first win of the Premier League season with a 4-0 success against Wolverhampton Wanderers. A Bruno Fernandes penalty in the 10th minute of added time handed Man United a dramatic 3-2 win over Brighton and Hove. Tammy Abraham struck in stoppage time to complete a spectacular second half comeback for Chelsea at West Bromwich Albion in a 3-all draw. And Jamie Vardy hit a hat-trick to maintain his incredible scoring record against Man City, as Leicester City earned an emphatic 5-2 win to be on top of the table with Everton on 9 points apiece. Arsenal and Liverpool, game of the round, still to play. Well, AFL listeners, quiet weekend. We'll come to the local AFL news in a moment. But outside of the Brownlow medal, the AFL's new Night of Knights last week saw the league combine its all-Australian team announcement with the Most Valuable Player, the Rising Star and Coaches Awards. Big congratulations to Lions' Lachie Neale, who not only took out the MVP title for 2020, but was selected in the all-Australian team and scored the Coaches Award as well. A triple crown. Well done, Lachie. Neale's dominant season has helped the Lions to second place on the ladder as he beat Travis Boak and a rejuvenated Melbourne star, Christian Petrosia, for the player's player. Let's hope he can continue delivering the results during the semi-finals. Now, Caleb Sarong from Frio, he won the Rising Star Award, while Geelong's Man Mountain, Tom Hawkins, added the 2020 Coleman Medal for kicking 42 goals during the season. And the All-Australian men's team featured 12 new faces, and congratulations, as we said, to Lachie Neale, also included Lions players Harris Andrews and Hugh McCluggage. So well done to those three Brisbane Lions players in being selected in the All-Australian AFL men's team. Of course, the AFL semi-finals, well, they start this Thursday night with Port Adelaide against Geelong in Adelaide, and Barry Allen assures me that Geelong have the wood on Port Adelaide, the minor premiers. Barry, let's see if they can deliver. Friday night, the Lions will take on Richmond at the Gabba, and Saturday, St Kilda will take on the Western Bulldogs at the Gabba. Meanwhile, over in Perth, the West Coast Eagles will take on arch-enemies, the Collingwood Magpies. So a big couple of days coming up starting Thursday with the AFL semi-finals. We'll talk about the NRL semi-finals later. But Thursday, Port Adelaide, Geelong. Friday night, the Lions and Richmond at the Gabba. Saturday, St Kilda, Western Bulldogs at the Gabba. And Saturday night, West Coast Eagles and Collingwood in Perth. Fantastic array of matches there. We'll go to our next break, listeners, and after the break, we'll hear what happened in the local AFL on the weekend with some big news coming out of the Moreton Bay Lions with some a stunning victory. 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, before we talk local AFL, just a slight correction to the time of the netball semi-final. Saturday, of course, we've got the Melbourne Vixens taking on the Sunshine Coast Lightning. That's at 1 p.m. AEST. And the match on Sunday between the West Coast Fever and the reigning champion, the New South Wales Swifts, is also at 1 p.m. AEST. Well, local AFL, it was a big weekend for the Moreton Bay Lions, which started on Saturday with the firsts and reserves in the grand finals at Sandgate. Mixed result, with the undefeated Lions reserves losing 41-38 to Alexandra Hills, but they claim the first grade title with a 76-61 win over Pine Rivers, and all played in blustery conditions. So no doubt the wind did have a big impact on the game. So let's look at the reserves. Listeners, Moreton Bay Lions led by 1 point at halftime and kicking with the wind in the third quarter, could only manage 2 goals as the Alex Hills defence stood firm. To rub salt into the wound, Alex were able to kick a goal into the fierce wind, which proved vital in the last quarter. So at three-quarter time, the score was Moreton Bay Lions by 5-7-35 to Alex 4-5-29. Would it be enough? Well, it certainly didn't appear to be. Well, the last quarter was a battle of defences, but Alex managed to kick 1-6 to the Moreton Bay Lions solitary point to win the game 5-11-41 to 5-8-38. And after being undefeated all season, it was a bitter end for the Lions to lose the match. Must admit, congratulations to Alec Hills on winning the Division 2 Reserves flag for 2020. So, as we said, it was a mixed result, but different in first grade. The MBL Moreton Bay Lions were fortunate enough to win the toss and kick with the aid of the howling wind in the first quarter. 8 goals were kicked in the opening stanza, 5 to the Lions and 3 to the Swans, with Jonathan Giles for the Lions being the everywhere man, doing all the hard work in the packs to give his side every advantage, while his teammate Kerrod Wall kicked 2 beautiful long-range goals to set the boys on their way. And at quarter time, the Moreton Bay Lions led 33 to the Swans 18. Now, the Swans used the wind in the second quarter to take the lead, but 2 late goals to the Lions steadied the ship. Lachlan Baxter, a 17-year-old Colts player promoted to the seniors, ran onto a loose ball in the pocket and dribbled it through from 30 metres out to wrest back the lead for the Lions. And at half-time, the Lions led 47-39. Very close tussle. And the third quarter, well, it was a battle of wits. Again, the Swannies are able to kick a couple of valuable goals into the wind. The Lions managed to kick 3 goals with it. Lockie Baxter stood tall, taking a great overhead mark 40 metres out from the goal, and belying his young age and inexperience in senior footy, he calmly strolled in to put the ball between the big sticks to get his second goal of the game. And at three-quarter time, the Lions were leading by 17 points, 69-51, so the grand final was certainly set for a very tight and tense fourth quarter. And in the end, the Moreton Bay Lions, they were able to triumph 11-10-76 to the Pine River Swans 9-7-61. Jonathan Giles was awarded the medal for the best on the ground, and for the first time in its history, the Lions had won back-to-back premierships. So a truly wonderful way for the club to finish its season. Fantastic result there. Now, in yesterday's grand finals held at the Den, the Division 2 women's game saw Noosa defeat the Hinterland Blues 19-16. Maine took out the Division 1 Reserves a grand final with a gutsy win over Noosa 85-81. And in the main game, Noosa turned the tables on Maine to take out the Division 1 grand final, kicking 14-15-99-6-8-44 in front of a crowd of about 2,000 at the home of the Lions. So congratulations to the Moreton Bay Lions on all that effort and work yesterday and the game and results on Saturday. And we also need to mention that the Lions under 13 girls have won their way through to their first ever grand final. That will be played in 2 weeks' time. We'll keep you posted on the outcome of that match, listeners. I'm sure the young Lionesses will do very, very well. So today, we have a very happy, proud and very tired club chairman, Barry Allen. Congratulations on a wonderful season. Let's hope that your Geelong Cats can deliver the goods as well against the Port Adelaide on Thursday night in the first of the semi-finals in the main AFL. But congratulations to the Moreton Bay Lions, first grade side, winning their match on the weekend. Grand final, that is, of course. Well, in rugby league, well, the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, they had a bye due to the holidays, but we'll catch up that all next Monday when games resume next weekend. In the Brisbane Rugby League A grade, well, round 10 was the final round. Third place Carina defeated second placed Wynnum 34-32. Normandy defeated Bulimba. The Panthers defeated Brighton. And Pine Rivers held a ladder leaders of Valleys to a 22-all draw. So the final A grade table of our listeners, Valleys first on 27. Wynnum Manly, Seagulls Juniors there on 26. Carina third on 25. Panthers, 4th on 24, Pine Rivers, 5th on 17, Normandy, 6th on 15, Brighton Roosters, 7th on 14 points, and Bulimba Valleys, Bulldogs, final spot, 8th with 12 points. Now, next week's games, the elimination finals on Saturday the 3rd, Carina will take on Normandy, and West will take on Pine Rivers. Bally's and Wynnum have a week off and will host grand final qualifiers on Saturday, the 10th of October. And in Men's Division 1, well, Biwa Bulldogs, they defeated Redlands 22-18 to finish second, just 3 points behind Brothers, and we'll look forward to see how they go in their semis next weekend. Well, after our break, listeners, we'll continue with all our rugby league news here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, before the weather, we were talking all things rugby league. Well, we'll continue that because yesterday the New South Wales Rugby League had their grand final day at Parramatta. And Cronulla Caringbah Sharks, they defeated Ryde Eastwood Hawks 32-30 in the Sydney Shield. In the New South Wales Women's Premiership, the Central Coast Roosters claimed the title after defeating a resilient North Sydney Bears 16-10. And in the President's Cup, the Maitland Pickers defeated Glebe Burwood Wolves 17-16 with a late first-half field goal to Brock Lamb, the difference there. English Super League Round 13, well, Wigan defeated Wakefield 28-16, Warrington 30-16 over Catalans, Huddersfield 31-19 over Castleford, Salford defeated Hull FC, and Leeds were too strong for Hull KR 41-16. And in a major news item from the English Super League, the times for Round 14's doubleheader, that's going to be played Tuesday tomorrow night over there in the Old Dart, they've been moved forward by half an hour. And listeners, you wouldn't believe why, because changes to pub opening hours. There you go. Don't let entertainment interfere with sport. Now, rugby league fans in the UK were able to return to the Super League on Wednesday this week after the government granted permission for four fixtures to be staged as pilot events. Attendances of 1,000 will be permitted at the games, which include the traditional derby fixture between Wigan Warriors and St Helens. And the other three fixtures granted pilot event status. I love that, pilot event status. Castleford Tigers, they'll take on Hull FC. Huddersfield Giants will take on Hull KR. And Leeds Rhinos will take on the Catalans Dragons. All happening in the Old Dart. And don't forget, listeners, if you need to open the pubs early, you just need to change the times of the football matches. Incredible. Well, closer to home in the NRL, veteran forward Adam Blair announced his retirement as the 34-year-old played his final game yesterday in the Warriors' 40-28 win over the Sea Eagles. The Kiwi international has played 331 games for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and Warriors, and became the second player to appear in 50 tests for New Zealand last year. Wonderful career. And we need to mention that long-term referee Gavin Badger, he also officiated in his last NRL game on the weekend. He won't be retained as an NRL match official, and he bowed out on his touch judge duties. So much for loyalty when they were told no one would be shown the door in the refereeing ranks until next season. Well, news is strong that the last place Broncos will lure Craig Bellamy away from Melbourne following secret talks with the super coach to join the club in a coaching director role with the club from 2022. Now, we said earlier, Kevvy Walters, he's expected to be appointed as head coach. Bellamy would oversee the club's football operations and coaching. He has not agreed to terms with the Broncos, they're saying at this stage, and the Storm is said to be scrambling to match the Broncos' offer to prevent him from leaving, but it'll want to be a good offer because the Broncos' deal apparently is worth $1 million a season. The coach did inform the Melbourne Storm about the offer. He still has 1 year left on his contract, and he turns 61 in a matter of weeks. Nothing like being in demand for $1 million. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back to continue all our NRL news with a review of the final round, round 20, here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. Listeners, we'll continue our Rugby League segment, and the weekend saw what I thought was Rugby League's equivalent of cricket's 2020 continued in the debacle that was called Round 20. New rules trialled. I must have been there. The bunker change ruling was positive. Players were rested, second-string teams on the field, more serious injuries, and 438 points or 55 points a game. Last week it was only 52, and 83 tries, or basically 10 per game. It certainly isn't the rugby league, as many of us know it, but if that's what's good for the game, who am I to criticise the bosses? Nothing like a little bit of rugby league. Well, plenty of on-field highlights, and they started last Thursday night when Cowboys winger Kyle Felt helped himself to a hat-trick. North Queensland, they consigned the Broncos to their first ever wooden spoon in a 32-16 victory. AJ Grimson made a compelling claim for a Queensland Maroons jersey as the Titans walloped the Knights 36-6. 5'8 Ash Taylor was outstanding, and that win brings the Titans into ninth spot. They claimed the wooden spoon last year, as we've said on the grapple in the last 2 weeks, is Justin Holbrook, coach of the Titans, to be coach of the year. Rabbitohs 5'8 Cody Walker, well, he produced the individual performance of the season to help his side stun reigning premiers the Roosters 60-8 on Friday night, with winger Alex Johnson bagging an incredible 5 tries. Incredible result there. And it also made Johnson the top try scorer, with 21 ahead of Kyle Felt. Poor old Kyle, he thought he had that in the bag on Thursday night. Panthers claimed the minor premiership after demolishing the Dogs 42-0. Rookie Canberra hooker Tom Starling continued his remarkable season to lead the Raiders to a 38-28 defeat of Cronulla. And replacement pivot Will Smith scored the match winner in the 72nd minute to give the Eels a thrilling 28-24 victory on Saturday night, after their double finals chances appeared to have evaporated when the Tigers snatched an 8-point lead. He was also responsible for a cheap shot on Benji Marshall. But as we said, too little too late for the Tigers. They finished 11th. Must acknowledge Chris Lawrence. He played his last game for the Tigers. Only 253 games, 15 years, an ornament to the game. We'll mention all the other players who have finished their 2020 season or program and retiring. We'll do that in a later program. On the Central Coast yesterday, the game began with a standing ovation as the Warriors ran out onto the field through a guard of honour formed by the Manly players, followed by a haka. And as expected, it was a points fest. All up, 14 tries were scored, with 3 players getting doubles, while off-contract utility back Adam Kieran scored a hat-trick. We must say many thanks to the Warriors, who made 2020 possible, and I think we all owe you a debt of gratitude. And in the last competition game for 2020, the Dragons, who Mal the Magic Dragon didn't pick, by the way, defeated the reserve grade Storm, the understrength Storm side, 30-22, with departing Dragon Tyson Frizzell getting a double. So the latter listeners, Panthers finished on top on 37 points, the Storm second on 32, Eels third on 30, Roosters fourth on 28 with the Raiders, Rabbits 6th on 24, the Knights 7th on 23, and the Sharks 8th on 20 points. And then we had the Titans only 2 points behind in 9th spot. Warriors 16, Tigers 14 with the Dragons and the Sea Eagles, Cowboys 10, Bulldogs 6, and the Broncos on percentage, the Wooden Spoon. So this Thursday, listeners, the NRL semi-finals, they'll start. Penrith will host the... Sorry, it's on Friday night, not Thursday. Panthers will host the Roosters at Panthers Stadium on Friday night. Saturday, the games will be held at Suncorp, where the Storm will take on the Eels, and in Canberra, where the Raiders will take on the Sharks. On Sunday, the Rabbits will host the Knights at Sydney Olympic Park. So just refreshing your news there, NRL semi-final series starts this Friday night. Panthers, they'll host the Roosters at Panthers Stadium. Saturday, Suncorp, Storm will take on the Eels, while in Canberra, the Raiders will take on the Sharks. And Sunday, the Rabbits will host the Knights at the Sydney Olympic Park Stadium there. So some fantastic matches coming up in both the AFL and the NRL this weekend. Well, on this day, listeners, 1879, steam motor tram route was inaugurated in Sydney. 1902, born on this day, TV host Ed Sullivan. He introduced the Beatles and other UK acts to America by his Ed Sullivan TV show. 1905, German boxer and world heavyweight boxing champion Max Smelling was born at Klein Luckow in the province of Pomerania. And during World War II, he served as a paratrooper, but he certainly was a wonderful boxer. 1907, one of the most successful Finnish gymnasts and 9-time Olympic medalist, Heikki Slovenin, was born. 1928, White Sox baseball players were indicted after throwing the 1919 World Series Black Sox scandal as we know it. 1935, Aussie golfer Bruce Crampton was born in Sydney. 1943, Charles Vincent, South African cricketer who played in South Africa's first 3 tests in 1889, passed away. 1946, Pakistani cricketer Majid Khan was born, and he was a former captain of the Pakistani cricket team. 1961, Bulgarian 100-metre Yuranda Donkovova was born. She won Olympic gold in 1988, bronze in 92, as well as 9 medals at European Indoor and Outdoor Championships. 1964, the 53rd Davis Cup, Australia beat the USA in Cleveland 3-2. 1968, the Beatles started a 9-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Hey Jude. The Paul McCartney song, written about Lennon's son Julian, gave the group their 16th US number one and biggest selling single of 1968. 1970, Intrepid from the US beat Gretel 2 from Australia in the 22nd America's Cup. 1971, Australian cricketer Matthew Elliott was born in Melbourne, while English footballer Alan Wright was born in Ashton-under-Lyne. 1973, the first performance took place in the new Sydney Opera House. That would have been a night to remember. 1976, Muhammad Ali beat Ken Norton in 15 for the heavyweight boxing title. And in 1980, the Police were at number one on the UK singles chart with Don't Stand So Close to Me. 1988, Javed Meandad scored his 19th Test century. That was against Australia. And then in 2002, Madonna was voted the greatest female singer of all time by 75,000 music fans. And Tina Turner's hometown, made famous in her song Nutbush City Limits, named a stretch of State Highway 19 as the Tina Turner Highway, as you do. 2003, American tennis player, professional golfer, and the first black athlete of either gender to cross the colour line of international tennis, Aletha Gibson, died at age 76. And in 2009, Lucy Vodin, the childhood pal of John Lennon's son Julian, passed away at the age of 46 after losing her battle with autoimmune disease lupus. She was the inspiration for the Beatles track Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, written mostly by John after Julian showed his father a nursery school drawing he called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, depicting his classmate. There you go, inside knowledge and all of that into some music there, listeners. Well, don't forget, the New Look Grapple, Thursday night, 6 o'clock, here on 101.5 FM Sports. And we'll look forward to having your company same time next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, here on 101.5 FM Sports.